You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Well, this weekend, the 39th annual Motherlode Christian School Winter Jubilee is going to take place at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. And joining us on the telephone this morning is Carrie Simpson. Carrie is a volunteer with Motherlode Christian School. She is also the operations manager for Motherlode Christian Thrift Store and Thrift Store 2. And she's the coordinator for the Winter Jubilee. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, Carrie, let's ask the most obvious question to establish this. What is Motherlode Christian School?
Well, Motherlode Christian School is an independent Christian school. Our governing board has members of different churches in the county, and we have preschool through eighth grade with strong academics, music, wonderful music program, and, you know, it's just a beautiful atmosphere there, a secure location in the beautiful old schoolhouse that was opened in 1911 in Tuolumne. So, and the gym was built in 1937. And so we have a beautiful old facility also.
It is the original Somerville High School, is it not?
Yes, it is.
That's what I thought. Is this a Bible-based curriculum?
Absolutely.
And we find prayer in school?
Yes.
How many students attend preschool through eighth grade?
Enrollment in kinder through eight is 125 or 30, and the preschool I know is full. There might be 30 to 35. I know they're increasing the preschool, creating more space and teachers to enlarge it. But
it's a very good-sized student body.
Yes.
The Winter Jubilee is a two-day event that takes place in two separate buildings at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. It's a pretty big deal. So it takes place both tomorrow night, Friday night, as well as Saturday. Can you walk us through the Friday schedule as to what we can expect at the Motherlode Fairgrounds?
Well, we open the event at 4 p.m. There is no entrance fee. I mean, we hope you come and spend money, but it does not cost anything to enter the building. It's free admission. Our book sale starts that night. We have a tri-tip dinner that our 7th and 8th grade put on to help finance their... they go to Washington, D.C. every other year, and it takes 2 years to raise the money for them to go. So that Friday night dinner is very important for them to be able to go to Washington, D.C. Our pie booth will be open. You can get your auction number. You can start bidding in the silent auction and preview our live auction.
And the Saturday schedule consists of?
Well, the building opens again at 9 in the morning, and the book sale continues until noon. We have a wonderful salad bar. We have pulled pork sandwiches. Carl Jr. will be there cooking hamburgers, cheeseburgers for us. We're very grateful to them. And we have our pie booth open again, and our live auction starts at 11:30.
For those who are just browsing and looking for antiques, this is just a treasure trove of antiques to look at.
It sure is, and better than ever. We have some fabulous furniture in our live auction, Victorian beds and tables and marble top pieces. And we have a boat with a Yamaha motor. We have some beautiful leaded glass doors. We have a lot of antique tools this year. Anybody likes antique tools, they need to come.
And Carrie, is all of this donated?
It sure is. It's a miracle every year. Every year I tell the Lord, God, can we do this again? Is there enough stuff out there? And because we can't control what comes in, and it is. It's all donated. It's just miraculous.
I was there just last year, and it almost looked like you needed a larger building.
Yes, we like the fairgrounds to enlarge that building.
So how important is this annual fundraiser for this private school?
Oh, it's critical, Mark. We take no state or federal money. We're completely independent. you know, we encourage people to be monthly donors. We do have a donor base. But this is a critical fundraiser. I'm praying for 100,000 this year. Last year it was 93.8, and it's just critical to keep the doors open.
And Carrie, you're very involved with Motherlode Christian School. Why is this school important to you?
Well, in 1977, our two oldest children went there because my mother wanted them to go, and she was willing to pay for them to go. And my husband and I were not saved. We were not Christians. And they came home singing their little songs and asking us to go to church and being so happy at school that it just blessed our hearts so much. I'm sorry. And we started going to church and reading the Bible and became Christians. So this school's very important to me.
And you've been involved with them ever since.
Ever since, yes.
Carrie Simpson, before we wrap this up, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just would encourage people to come, even if you're at a point in life where you don't want to buy stuff, you can buy a pie, you can eat dinner. It's a wonderful day, and our Sierra building is a great building, full of fun things for kids to do, and the fee is nominal to get in. We have a Christian magician and face painting and games for them to play. It's just a great day. So we're encouraging the county, come on out.
And bring the family.
Yes, and bring the family.
39th Annual Motherlode Christian School Winter Jubilee tomorrow night as well as Saturday. Carrie, I always appreciate talking with you.
Thank you so much, Mark.